is RSBNB Update, episode 199, recorded Thursday, April 9th, 2009, The Black Eye Juice. Hello, everybody.
Hello, that was a bit aggressive. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's Brad.
Oh, sorry. We're going ahead with this. I figured this.
Yeah, would be we are.
A false start. Yeah, sorry, I just.
Oh well.
Keep going. Yeah, we just find it funny because Shane said really aggressive. He did the countdown. He's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, that was a back spasm, actually.
Good excuse.
Yeah, that other person is Chief Snake, who I won't be calling Brad this week because there's another Brad here.
Oh, come on, but that would be so funny.
I know, it would be. Once I said when Brad was away that we had you on, and I said that that you were Brad, and we just changed your voice.
That was the very first episode I did.
Yeah,
that
and some people actually believe
that. Probably the lamest
that.
Joke you ever made. Besides this year's April Fool's joke.
Okay. It was quite fun. It was fun.
Did anybody actually buy it?
Yeah, a few people did. You know, the ones who were like, oh, I hope it's not staying this way forever. So. Yeah, but we all know the eigenvalues one would have been funner, but that's beside the point. And that's next year's April Fool's joke. So. We got a full selection of RuneScape updates this week, which is nice. It's Easter. Good Friday tomorrow, and Easter Sunday and Easter Monday, for those of you who swing that way with that religious background. For the rest of us, it's a few days off. But that's besides the point, so we're just going to talk about the Easter update now. You guys have anything you want to share before we go into this one, either of you?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Well, first off, the name of this Easter event is called Splitting Hairs. Hairs spelled H-E-I-R-S.
So shouldn't it be ears?
Yeah, well, splitting hairs.
That sounds sick. Why would you want to split a hair in half?
Well, that happens all the time, you know. With people with unhealthy hair, they get split.
No, hair is in the creature.
Oh. Oh, I thought it was a hair as in a, like an heir to the throne.
Yeah, inheritant.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was H-E-I-R-S.
Yeah, it's H-E-I-R.
I just thought,
yeah.
Okay, sorry, I thought hair was more Eastery. I was wrong. So it's not about mutating small woodland creatures,
no.
What a shame.
No.
Sadly, no. I don't think RuneScape would come up with that.
No, that's a...
They probably wouldn't.
That's a Brad idea.
Splitting hairs.
Right. We're discussing the Easter update. I forgot for a second.
Basically,
you go to where all the usual holiday events are, south of Falador, and you see the Easter Bunny is rather busy, and he's having his son take over for him. So you go down into the bunny lair, and you discover it's a mess. So you need to do his work for him while he's having lots of naps. So it's one of those typical things, report back, do this, go here, do this, that sort of thing. First off, you have to feed that big bird thing. You need to give it water and food, so that's fun because you know it's like a bird that's twice the size of a human, so you're kind of wondering if it's going to like try and eat you or something, you know. But yeah, you guys are free to jump in at any time, you know.
I don't know about you, but I was not wondering that.
Oh, okay.
No, I wasn't either.
You didn't do the event.
I can see a picture of the bird. I wouldn't think that bird would eat me. It doesn't even look real.
Well, it was sleeping. Then you have to wake it up. You wake it up by clapping.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. And I didn't realize it was sleeping to start with.
It's probably because you were doing it in French.
Well, how else would I... Yeah, I suppose that probably is a contributing factor.
And then after you wake it up and feed it, you have to catch the implings because they use implings in the Easter Bunny workshop to decorate the eggs since it's quicker than having a human do it or another bunny. So the implings are their slave labor. So you have to go around and catch them and then put them back in the machine and convince them to work. So I guess that's trying to say that Implings are a lesser form of life, you know? But we don't
As they're not real, it's not really
well,
much
no,
of a moral.
They're real in the context of the
labor.
Game.
Oh, that's Jagex through and through.
They're real in the context of the game. Then, of course, there's the great the amazing Incubator 9000, which apparently was vandalized, so you need to repair it. I forget. What does it do? What does it do? I forget.
Well, it incubates eggs. You don't know what an incubator is.
Well, I know what an incubator is, but I didn't know what it did here because it was rather late.
Well, the same thing as normal incubators do, probably with a little bit of a comical side twist.
It hatches cockatrices. Cockatree, whatever the plural of those is. But yeah.
Okay.
Chocolate cockatrice things.
Yeah, we didn't see any of those this
chocolatrice.
Time. Chocolatrice.
That's the thing.
We didn't see any of those this time, did we?
No.
It's too bad. So after that's done, the section is called Nuts. You have to convince the squirrels to not steal the nuts. And
who knew that squirrels formed unions? Probably about as much intelligence as the miners' unions in this country.
The miners' unions?
Yeah, you know, the ones that clashed with Thatcher. Scargill. The guy with the Weetabix on his head.
The what?
His haircut looked like he had a Weetabix on his head.
What's a Weetabix?
Oh.
What is...
Even I know
it's
what that is,
it's,
Shane.
It's like a breakfast cereal. He just had funny hair, basically.
Oh, okay. So, a union of squirrels. Oh, that looks normal.
The nut-sorting union of squirrels and other creatures that certainly are not vermin or rodents. Nusosaoctcanvor.
Well, that's one union that we wouldn't like, but all unions are bad in general. Oh, and you notice it's led by Big Ben?
Yeah.
Or Monsieur Benoit. yeah.
Oh, that's funny. So, where does Big come into that?
I don't actually know, because it doesn't. It's, yeah. And I don't know. Benoit is anything specific in French, but
Big Ben is that big statue in London with the clock on.
No, it's the big clock.
Yeah,
on the end of the House of Commons.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. But so once that's all done, you get a nice little emote, and you also unlock the emote from the previous year if you didn't have it. So that's real comforting, you know. Just an emote, you know. It's called Around the World in 80 Days.
Jagex are terrible at doing puns.
It's funny though, you know.
Oh, they don't have that pun on the French service. It's just 80.
Oh, that's too bad. Like,
does the French have no sense of humor?
No, it's not bad actually. They have marvelouf or something, because ouf is egg in French. So,
okay.
They attempt humor.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very successful. So basically what this does is you disappear in a puff of smoke, then you eat a chocolate egg, and you rub your stomach. That's what the emote does. And you also get an Easter carrot, which is a fun weapon, like the
rubber chicken
thing, you know?
Mm.
So, but it looks very huge when you're carrying it around. I took a picture of it. I didn't RuneWire it because I wasn't on at the time. But hang on. Let me dig it up for a second.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was a carrot before I actually got it.
What'd you think it was?
I don't know. Some kind of cannon. That's what it looked like to me.
Carrot cannon.
What do you think
it was? I didn't take a good look at it, though.
Here we go. There's the link.
Why, that is big.
So, and then if you use it too much,
it looks nothing like a
drop.
Carrot.
Yeah, it looks more like a big club, you know?
It looks like a genetically altered carrot. It would have to be to grow that big.
Well, yeah, and it's not even orange. I don't know about you guys, but carrots here are orange. Mm-hmm. Are carrots orange in England?
Yes.
What about New Zealand?
You know, carrots were... Yeah, they are orange, but they were originally purple before people bred them to be orange.
Oh yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, humans anyway. Mess up everything.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. What do you rate this update out of 5, Chief?
I rate it a 2, because I don't really... It wasn't that enjoyable.
Okay. You'd probably rate it like a 4 if you did it in English, I'm assuming.
I don't know. The reward was average, but I don't really see where the big carrot comes from.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, I know it's related to the bunny, but it seems just stupid.
Yeah, so...
I suppose it's the same thing as a rubber chicken.
Why does the carrot have, like, a black stalk?
I think that's just a glitch due to graphics.
Oh, right.
And my hat.
Yeah. And carrots don't have that sort of funny white band around the top.
No. No. Yeah, that looks rather suspicious, you know? Looks like something else, but I can't put my finger on it.
A missile?
No. I'm thinking more like a unicorn horn that's shaved off at the top or something. Like rounded at the base, you know?
But unicorn horns are sort of usually thick at the base and they get...
Yeah, I know. The top of the unicorn horn is at the top on here, except it's rounded.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
and the bottom is down there. But then, of course, you could just put it over your shoulder and fire it like a bazooka, you know?
You already have one of those from that
quest. Right. Too bad you can't use it for a real weapon.
Frog bazooka.
Whoops. Opened the wrong thing. Moving on. Tweaks and fixes. Makes X for pyre logs. Anybody have anything on this?
But for nothing update.
Yeah. Like, are they going to continue making X for everything? Or when are they going to stop?
Catering to the masses.
Because if you have enough of the materials, you can just say make all these and then burn them quickly as you can with other logs, therefore increasing fire making, you know?
But that's the main thing with RuneScape, is that the inventory size limits you. So it's not you'll ever be able to make that many off the bat with X. So
you also have the War Tortoise who can store plus 18.
Until you have stupidly sized bags, it's not going to be an issue.
Well, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see about fire making. Oh, and in rather sad news, the bouncing cabbages have been removed. You guys don't seem overly concerned about that?
Nothing to say. They were bouncing cabbages.
But they were fun! Don't you guys think?
They're bouncing cabbages.
They were fun, you know?
Could only last so long.
If you kick the cabbage, like if you used it as a soccer ball, and you moved it all the way to...
It is better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all.
I never actually went to the cabbage patches or anything and saw the cabbages, because I got mine from when you passed it to me.
Oh, okay.
And then I logged out.
See, you could take these cabbages and kick them like a soccer ball and move them to Ooglog, and you'd get a nice little cutscene.
What?
Like, you could move it across the entire RuneScape world. I don't know. That's what Alex said. He did it in his spare time.
What? Okay.
Seriously.
Okay, so. He has too much spare time.
And then, of course, the release notes. Nothing that interesting I can see here, unless fixing female hairstyles while wearing earmuffs is your kind of thing. Yeah, so you can take a look at the release notes on your own time. Oh, one thing we should mention on here is that the robes and elite armor from the Wel'Gothic Sleep can now be stored in your player-owned house costume room.
Yay.
And also Horatio can now look after your farming patch after the completion of Back to My Roots. Where's Horatio? I forget.
Horatio.
He died in the Battle of Trafalgar.
Horatio, or did you pronounce it wrong?
No, it is Horatio.
Knowing you. Okay, I don't know Horatio.
Isn't he in I have the feeling he's around Ardoyan somewhere, but I have no idea.
I don't know. That, yeah,
I love... Hooray.
Yeah, that's a hard name to spell.
No, it's not. H-O-R-A-T-I-O.
Horatio is a deceased resident.
Deceased.
Southern Escardia, likely of Remington on an isolated farm. Oh, he's buried in the church near Thurgo's hut. I see. So how can he take care of stuff? I don't know.
Who knows?
Anyways, we should be moving on to something a little more interesting. That
You spelt it wrong, Shane. It's with a C and not a T.
Oh, Horatio. Oh.
But that's how they wrote it in the release notes.
It's the Jade Vine.
But they wrote it like that in the release notes.
I guess it's Horatio and Horatio.
That's what they wrote in the release notes. So.
Well, they got it wrong.
Whoopsies, I keep clicking wrong tabs. The first batch of free-to-play is allowed on the forums if you have 12.5 million total XP. That's roughly level 72 in all free-to-play skills. This means that there are around 250,000 new forum users. If you're a member currently and already have access to the forums, we'd appreciate it if you could give our new forum users a warm welcome. Yeah, you know why they're saying that, right? Because there's going to be all these little uppity members who don't want free-to-play on the forums.
Yeah, and you're probably one of them.
No, I would have said so. I would have said so in prefacing the story if that was the case.
I can't imagine you're happy about it, though, since if my memory serves me correctly, you've always been one of those we pay, therefore we deserve more kind of
thing. Well, yeah, we do. We do. Just as long as they're not giving in to the free-to-play suggestions, like as if there's no mass movement on the free-to-play side in order to give them, say, a new skill or something, you know?
Yeah, you're going to see loads of topics in the suggestions forum. Give free-to-play more updates.
One thing I would support would be backporting farming to free-to-play.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't support that, Shane.
How would that work, since most of the patches are in members areas?
Well, they only get the free-to-play patches.
How many free-to-play patches are there?
There's one allotment.
Come on, we've got farming buffs here. How many patches? No.
One allotment, four trees. There's the spirit ones, the Belladonna. There's no fruit trees in free-to-play. I think that's about it.
I don't think it would work.
I don't know, it might.
Free-to-play patches, but then that would make members even easier.
I don't know, but... they say that they want... They want people to embrace these people as adding more people into the community. It gives them a wider area to draw ideas from. So, I don't know whether that's something you like or not. And there's a frequently asked questions page that I'm trying to pull up right now, but the RuneScape website is loading really slowly. So can somebody pull that up and mention some of them?
Mention what?
Well, there's a link in the notes to the FAQ about why they did it.
The FAQ, okay. I'm concerned about spam. Okay, just tell me which one of these you'd like to hear. There's I'm concerned about spam, blur, I don't like F2P, forums are a membership benefit, the forums are busy enough already, we don't want F2P asking for member content. Let's read that one, that should be good. We don't want F2P asking for members content. Whenever you give a group of people a voice, it's human nature to ask for more. That doesn't mean that we will agree to those requests, wink. We really value our members and will always be looking to improve membership and the benefits that come with it. We also want to make sure the F2P experience is a good one, and hopefully that will naturally lead those players wanting to try out membership. Yes, we may make strides to improve the F2P experience, but we're determined to improve our game for members too.
Well, that's good.
How about this one? Let's just do one more. Blur, I don't like F2P. And we'd like to think people are open-minded enough to give the free-to-play players a chance before tarring the whole community with the same brush. Hello, RuneScape. We've already invited a number of free-to-play into the funnel community with great success, and we hope we'll have the same success with RuneScape. The free-to-play community is as diverse as the pay-to-play, and we hope you'll judge people as individuals, not as a group. Yeah, like, that's going to happen.
Well, I like that, though.
You know,
Taking
I
a stab at everyone.
Yeah, I can sort of agree with this because you guys both know that King Kula, who I think is listening to this episode and used to be one of our mods, has been free to play his entire RuneScape career, never had membership, and maintains a decent RuneScape account, and he's not a jerk, so So I guess he's the case study here that they're catering to. I wonder if he got it. I'll have to go check with him. You guys have anything else on that, either of you? I know I heard you saying something.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
No, I'm done.
Okay. Okay, so some free-to-play on the forums, roughly 250,000. A new Windows client. I am not going to be the one to talk about this, as I can't easily run it. How does it work?
Well, it's basically the same as the old one, as far as I can see. They might have updated a little bit to make it, I don't know, behind-the-scenes stuff. But they've given it a new icon, which is a lot better.
So yeah, they said something about a smart icon.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But when you actually run it, when you're running in RuneScape HD, there is a gap on the right side of this. Oh, no, not on the right side of the screen. I can't actually remember now, but there's some kind of gap. It's just really annoying. I'll get it up now and see. But
they also
there's no
said
point
it,
in using it.
They said it uses the. They said it uses settings from your native operating system to determine which language to load of RuneScape.
So I guess that's helpful.
If you have like a French computer, it will load the French version. If you have a German computer, it'll load the German version. And if you have, yeah, that's the only three languages there are: French, English, and German. So I don't know. I still think they need to put more work into it, you know, because right now there's not enough emphasis for people to use it aside from having something official, because they can go to any other site and use one of these web-based toolkits or one of the downloadable-based toolkits, and yeah. Oh, that's bad, actually. That little thing on the side. You know, mine does that on the bottom in Camino, actually. It's not.
And there's also like a frame around it, I think. You can just barely make out. Or maybe that's just me.
I can't see anything.
Okay,
Brad,
no,
you?
It's really minor. Don't worry.
Okay. Okay, so new Windows client. We're not that excited about, let's just say. The development diary, a concept approved. This is the second development diary in the series about the new Dwarf Quest. We were talking about this before the show, and we're not...
I thought you said we weren't going to go over it.
Yeah, we are. We're just going to mention it. We're not going to go into it in depth, but okay. It's sort of a rundown as to how the quest is progressing as of right now. So I think we'll probably see it get more in-depth later once actual development begins.
I hope so.
Boy, I got a good, what's the word I'm looking for?
Perspective.
Good chuckle. Yeah, good perspective after reading it, you know? I enjoyed it.
A positive outlook.
Shane, let's face it, you kissed Jagex's ass no matter what they
do. No.
I can't remember the last time Jagex put something out and you actually wholly condemned it. You always try and draw some good out of it.
That's the thing, you know? There's always some good in some things, but I don't know. There's been lots of bad things they've done, you know, like the time when they used the count column in the banking database to store the item ID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bad. That's bad. That's very bad.
Well, there's not really much to say about it, so might as well.
Yeah. So read the development diary on your own time if you like it. Maybe you're on the road to becoming a software developer. Social networking number 2. Brad, first question.
First question. We recently created official Jagex accounts on Twitter, Facebook, and LiveJournal. Have you visited any of them? Yes, I have visited one or more. Yes, and I check one or more of them regularly. No, not visited any of them. No, but I plan to visit in the future. I do not know what they are. My answer would have to be no, but I plan to... No, I have not visited. I don't plan to.
Okay. Chief?
Yeah, I was like, that sounds unbred-like. I clicked, yes, I visited one or more of them. Okay. But I've never visited LiveJournal, and I don't intend to visit Jagex's things.
I said yes, and I check one or more of them regularly. I check the Twitter channel every week before we do the show.
I don't see the point personally, because you can just get all of the news via the
Well, no, sometimes page. The stuff comes out on the Twitter channel before it's up on the site.
It's a matter of, what, minutes or an hour, maybe? I'm not
sure. Yeah. See, their last tweet was 4 hours ago, which would put it at, what, 5 p.m.-ish? RS4s are now usable by free-to-play 12.5 million XP, a 72 or higher, with more access given in the coming months. Oh, and it should be noted that 47% of the population has not visited them, and another 19% do not know what they are, which is the bigger problem here.
The only benefit I could see is if you used Twitter or Facebook or LiveJournal regularly, and then I guess you're just getting updates straight on there rather than... But I don't use any of those, so no.
See, I wouldn't mind using Twitter, but everybody is on RuneWire, so that kind of defeats the purpose, you know?
Yeah.
And I think RuneWire is better because it's more narrowly focused, you know, and we can upload pictures and stuff. And
get Jagex to make a RuneWire account.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good idea.
It would work.
See, then you, know, you can upload the pictures, you can create groups, contact your friends, plan
you
events.
You should highlight that
thing,
because it's not a plug.
Everything. So yeah, RuneWire.com.
You should highlight that to them, though, because they I did
in my post that I wrote to them.
They probably saw that and thought, suck up, and threw it in the bin.
I wrote everything we offer, from the forums, the high scores, the RuneWire, the podcast.
No, realistically, they can't make a RuneWire account because it's far too small.
They could get swarmed by... Well, they could acquire RuneWire. I'd be willing to give them the code base and use it on the Escape site.
How much would you want? 5 million?
No, I'd give it to them for free.
For what?
Just give me a chance to... Yeah, just give me a chance to be in...
You are a suck-up, Shane.
No.
Anything to try and get in their good books.
No. No, just... They can have RuneWire as long as I get little sneak peeks of what's coming in the coming months.
Yeah, right. Not going to do that.
They could even put me on NDA.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah.
What, are they going to sue you because you told people about the future RuneScape updates? That would probably get thrown out. Can't imagine them ever actually getting an NDA with something like that. It's just pointless.
Question two. Keith?
Oh, wait, where am I? If you saw a Jagex-related program such as the RuneScape downloadable client on a social networking site, would you check one of our official websites before you used it?
59% say yes.
What does that say?
Well, 13% say I don't know. I don't understand that.
Well, I'd say...
How can you not them know?
Them saying yes is good, because it means they wouldn't just accept something on a third-party site as being... Jagex, as they would
it
check
means
the
that
software.
Drum that Jagex has been beating for the past 7 years about only using official stuff and checking RuneScape first is working.
But it's only 59%. Shouldn't it be a little bit higher than that?
60%.
8% still say no, which is 1,000 people. It's quite a lot.
Yeah.
And I would not consider using a Jagex-related program.
12%. I don't know. These polls are always interesting. They confound me, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, I'll take number three. Do you use RuneScape or Jagex imagery in your non-Jagex-related forums or social networking pages? 43% say no. See, I took this question as, would you use, like, a RuneScape logo or a RuneScape background on your Twitter page, your Facebook page, your Dig avatar, or something like that?
That's pretty much what the question is.
Yeah. 43% no. 20% I do not use any non-Jagex related social forums or social networking. 13% sometimes. 8% I don't know. 8% yes. And 7% no, but I would do if more imagery were available. You know, that's kind of interesting. I don't know. I think that the bottom three results are sort of the can all be grouped into one as people who wouldn't, you know? Or maybe the
sometimes. But 8% of people still don't even understand what the question means.
Well, I don't know what that's saying. There was.
It's disturbing, but they like, probably true.
But I think a 9-year-old should know what that means, right?
Yes.
Should, but doesn't. Don't.
Yeah.
Hey, there are a percentage of people in this country who, like, graduate our equivalent of high school without qualifications in English and math. There's bound to be people who can't understand a question like that.
You know, that's scary.
That is scary. Although these are the people who do menial jobs, so, you know, they serve a place in society.
Okay.
It's true. Why are you laughing? It wasn't like that was a massive insult.
Well, it could be.
No, it's not. A massive insult would be to say these people leave school without qualifications in, you know, maths or English. They're going to go and claim off the state for the next 50 years. That would be an insult. I'm actually giving them the benefit of the doubt that they would enter the workforce.
But where is the question, you know? Anyways. Oh, question four, Mr. Brad.
Do you post about your RuneScape achievements and or adventures on a fan site forum, your blog, or your social networking pages? I have in the past. Long time ago.
That's not an option.
Okay, well, I'd have to say sometimes, because I have. I can't say no.
44% say no. 20% I do not use any fan site forums or social networking pages. 15% sometimes. 13% yes. 8% no, but I would consider in the future. 2%? I don't know. Oh, that's funny.
But at least it's down from 8%. It's
yeah.
Comforting.
Once again, RuneWire.com. If you don't have an account. Or forums.rsbnb.com. That works too. You guys have anything else on this one?
Question no. 5?
Okay, you can take it then, Chief.
All right. Which of the following games / technology related websites / forums have you visited? Please click all that apply. Oh, okay. I've not visited any of these websites. 48%. Yeah, I had that one as well.
Okay. Any others that you visited?
I just said I have not.
Oh, okay. Brad?
No, I have not visited any of these websites.
What?
Well, actually, I've been to Kotaku. That's the only... But it's only when somebody links me to it.
Okay. I'll go through the ones I've been to. I've been to GameSpot, IGN, GameFAQs, Game Trailers, 1UP, Wired, and Kotaku. Those are the ones I've been to. I don't, like, browse them regularly, just whenever they crop up on Dig, you know? Or someone links me. But those are the ones I've been to. As per that's what the question is asking.
Perhaps, but I don't count that.
Oh, because you're not browsing them.
No.
Okay. Yeah, is there anything else on this poll?
No.
Okay. You sounded rather concerned when you just said no. No?
No.
We're concerned about you, Shane.
Why?
So you were wondering if there was more to the poll, where there obviously isn't.
Okay, moving on to questions then. First one is an audio question from Brian.
Hey, hosts. Why don't you like the RuneScape music that much? I can agree that some tracks aren't that good, maybe crappy if you will, but most tracks are better than decent, like Stealing Creation or Trees Aren't Your Friends. Thanks. And for the record from last week's question, I'm 13 years old, so you're pretty close. And I really, really pissed off my mom for her to grief me like that at 4 years old. Something about airplane tickets. Yours sincerely, Brian.
Oh, I just got the airplane tickets thing.
What? I don't
Sorry,
get it.
I'm slow.
What's it about?
He was 4 years old, and what would a 4-year-old do with airplane tickets?
Eat them?
Something along those lines, most likely. Eat, rip up, I don't know. Use your imagination.
I still don't get it.
It doesn't matter, it's not really important.
No.
Anyway. Oh, RuneScape music. Is there any RuneScape music that we like ahead of ones that we don't listen to, you know?
Nothing at all. I think you should play the Stealing Creation and what was that other one he said? Something to do with trees. Play them for us.
That's kind of hard to do right
please.
Now. Nah, I can't do that right now. It would involve logging in and finding them. But
I would, but I wouldn't know how to translate those names into French, so.
Oh. Well, I can find him if you want me to. We could take a quick listen.
No, doesn't matter.
I don't know. I think my favorite RuneScape music is the Christmas loading music. What about you, Brad?
Do you remember this? I remember this topic brings to mind a conversation me, you, and
Mushroom
had a long time ago.
It's not MIDI music.
He remembers it. We were just trashing RuneScape music as MIDI craft, and we kept going on about how the two people probably composed it in their basement and printed out certificates for themselves about how they were certified to make MIDI. That was a hilarious conversation.
It's
that was ages ago.
It's not MIDI music.
It's the same for me in most games. I don't listen to music. I put my own soundtrack on.
Let's see.
Yep, that's what I do.
Oh, you guys. Okay, Stealing Creation. Let's see, where's S? Oh, that sounds nice. It's called Nightfall. Where's Stealing Creation? Oh, there we go.
Is that a bird or something?
Yeah, it's a bird.
I would not listen to that, though. No, that's horrible. It goes on and on.
That's Stealing Creation.
Oh, that's a little bit more exciting, I have to admit.
And it's actually real music, Brad.
I don't care, that's not...
What was the second one
Stop playing stuff loudly over Skype.
I can't.
Oh, for the love of God.
Okay, what was the second one?
Shut it down.
What was the second one?
Second what?
Second one he recommended.
I can't remember.
Something.
We heard the audio question like 20 minutes ago.
Something about trees, eh? Evil tree? No, I don't know.
Awesome.
I'm sorry, we forgot about that. But oh, thank you, Brian. There is good music involved, but some of it... Whoopsies. Why is it playing RuneScape music on the loading screen? Yes.
Okay.
Trees aren't your friends. That's what it's
called. Oh, trees aren't your friends. Okay, let me find that.
Anyway, we don't need to do that.
Why not?
Just go on. We're taking way too much time.
Okay. Well, we'll move on then. Next is an audio question from Shredder, which I'm just going to play for fun.
Hey, Shane, Brad... and Chief, I just posted this to see if you'd play my sound. But what do you think of the new Easter event? I just finished it. It was pretty cool. But if you did it, how'd you like the storyline and how'd you like the rewards? Yours truly, Shredder.
Yeah, we already discussed that, but we're just putting that in so you can hear your favorite sound. There we go.
That got killed by the bird in the background.
Thank you, Shredder. Moving on, next one is an audio question from Bunny Macaroni.
Bucky Manaroni.
I think
you can
close RuneScape now, Shane.
Shane, when do you plan on going away for some short time or something so Brad can do the show with somebody else? Not that we don't like you or anything, but... That show was awesome when Brad did it with Mike. So, will you go away soon? And what are your plans for show 200? Keep up the great show.
I like going like AKA Shane, will you Bucky go away Manaroni. Now? Shane, will you go away? What are your plans for 200?
No, he said it's not that we don't like you. He just said that the show that you did with Mike was
yeah,
good.
Yeah, but if
and,
Shane...
And yet he wants you to go away.
Shane edits the show, Shane records the show. I could probably do it, but I wouldn't do it as well as Shane does. And if I have to have Shane here for him to record and edit, then that's a price I'm willing to pay. And if anyone's likely to disappear in the near future, it's me.
Yeah, that's right. For reasons we're not going to talk about yet. Anyways.
Dun.
Yeah. You know, that episode that you did with Mike got the highest ratings in all of summer 2007, I think it was. Yeah. So.
But Mike still refuses to believe that because he thinks you're just saying it to get him on the show in the future.
Yeah, and I even showed him the spreadsheet.
I think Mike's just a little down on himself sometimes.
Yeah, he's a good host, you know?
He is a good host.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's the hostess with the mostess, even though he's not a
woman. You know, you three, you, Chief, and Mike, can do the, in the debate, you guys can be on the PC side in
what,
December.
The politically correct or the personal computer?
Personal computer.
When are you slating that?
Huh? Oh, this is the show we're going to do in the last week of December before the clip show.
Oh, well, that's a fairly long way away.
I know, I plan things.
And if all goes to plan, I won't be here in December.
Shh.
Shh. So I can't,
don't scare anyone. Don't scare anyone.
Shane's the one telling you to shut up.
Unsubscribe from
no,
iTunes.
No, you can't do that. Thank you. Thank you, Bunny Macaroni.
This show is taking
Did we answer that one? Oh, 200. What are we doing on 200? Nothing special, right?
Nothing. It's because we sort of figured 200 isn't like a massive milestone. 100 was big. 250 will probably be big.
256.
200 isn't really big.
We're going to try and get everybody together sometime this summer for a nice mod edition, you know?
Summer.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you, Bunny Macaroni. Next question is from Sam Master.
Hey guys, here's some questions. First, what is the worst thing you have ever smelled? And have any of you guys ever been pulled over by the police? Thanks, keep up great show. Sam Master 60.
I don't know about any of you, two, but I don't tend to try and remember vile smells.
No.
It's not like something I catalog in my memory.
Worst for me would have been a combination of horse manure and a dead dog on the side of the road.
Wow. Then yeah, actually, dead animals smell fairly rancid.
Then the second worst would have to be walking by a bathroom once at the mall and the door was left open and, there was there's no air circulation in there, apparently. What about you, Chief?
Who's you?
No, I'm just like Brad. I don't remember smells. Bad smells.
I have actually remembered two now, though, so I make a hypocrite of myself. The first one was when I dissected a kidney in biology, and as you can guess, the kidney smelled of urine, as it would. The second one is sort of similar to Shane's. I remember when I was a lot younger, I must have been about 9 or 10, I was on a trip on a coach. I'm not sure if it was with school or what, but I chose a really bad place to sit. This coach had a toilet on it, and my seat was sort of next to the toilet door. So every time somebody opened it, I got this nasty smell. And that's the only two I can think of. But the kidney was certainly worse. I mean, I was barely able to dissect it. You cut into it and it's like, oh my god.
How old were you with the bus?
I don't know, probably 10, maybe.
Oh yeah, that would be bad. I dissected a fetal pig before.
I'd like to do that. I've only ever dissected parts. I've never dissected... Oh, I dissected a rabbit.
I also dissected a cow's heart, I think.
I didn't. I've done ox's heart, sheep's lung, I think it was a sheep's kidney.
And we got to touch a cow's brain.
I've never done brain. That'd be interesting.
No, we just got to touch it.
Dissected this little baby rabbit. You're all going to think I'm terrible, especially if you're a vegetarian. Ew. But it was killed by my English teacher's cat. And she brought it in. I cut it out with my science. Honestly, that's true. Don't hate me.
How can
it was
a
all
cat
in the name
kill
of science.
A rabbit?
Was that actually full biology, or just cutting it up because you can?
Well, actually, it was like the last lesson before the summer, so it wasn't a full-on lesson. But it was interesting to see all the body parts.
I see.
It was left in fairly good condition by the cat. It was only a tiny rabbit, but this cat hadn't like mangled it or anything.
So how did it die?
Well, the cat killed it.
Shane.
I think it was puncture wounds to the throat or something like that. It was definitely dead, though. It didn't, like, wake up halfway through. I feel horrible now. Oh. I killed a baby rabbit.
Chief, you dissect anything?
Nothing like that. No. just a few years ago, we did a couple of things, like a cow's eye and some heart, or yeah, I think it was heart.
Well, that's but interesting.
Nothing like that. I'm hoping we'll be doing something this year or maybe next year in biology.
Mm. Did you get... I did eyes as well. The thing I found with eyes is if you were like, I didn't cut the eye open first, my tutor did, and she sort of poked it too much, and this black stuff came squirting out.
Yes, yes, we had the same thing. Yeah, that was great. And we weren't wearing lab coats or anything, and so some got a little bit...
Eye juice! Yeah.
I wonder if that had happened to a human eye.
You'd imagine so.
Okay, that's really enough about dissections, I think, unless you've dissected any humans.
No.
You know, that's one thing I'd like to witness, you know, an autopsy.
I've seen them on TV. They used to have these programs on here with the German anatomist, Gunther von Hagen. He used to do, live shows on late-night TV here where he would, cut up bodies.
You know, people are going to listen to this and think we're really strange.
I just have a... I always liked human biology. Probably why I like biology.
As we all know, though, all science is either physics or stamp collecting. Thank you, Sam. Moving on, next question is from King Kola to Shane. Will you try to become the number one farmer on the high scores at sometime in the future? This is supposed to spark a debate between you guys about whether farming is cool or not. Number one, no. Top 100, yes. Top 50, maybe. Top 21.
Oh, yeah, in your dreams.
In a perfect
world.
Oh,
yeah, it's possible. Top 100 first.
Yeah, I actually feel the exact same. That's what I'm going for. Top 100. Yeah. Then I'll think about 50, but no, not at the moment.
Yeah. So, there's your answer, yes and yes.
It's going to be like a snowball effect, though, isn't it? More people play, more people get 99 farming, more people get higher XP. You want to get in there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always been, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't stay put. It's so annoying.
Everyone else stop. I'm going to get some farming experience.
Well, no, it's because of all our videos and promotion we've been doing.
Yeah, it's all because of you.
And him.
Or because of you two.
Yeah.
The two perpetrators of the greatest crime committed in RuneScape history.
Brad, what skill do you think needs the most improving? Again, this is supposed to spark debate between you guys about whether farming is cool or not, though you can surprise me.
Okay, what do I think is the skill needs most improving? I was trying to... let me think off the top of my head.
You're supposed to say farming.
Yeah, I know, I'm supposed to say farming. I'm trying to think of a good alternative. Maybe... no, wait a second, I just got some really random Skype thing. Apparently I've been invited to join some site by my friend John. I don't know anyone called John. Okay, that's... okay, anyway... I can't think of a skill that needs improving. Probably one of the gathering skills. Maybe woodcutting?
No, woodcutting's fine.
Okay, what isn't fine?
Herbler needs to be finished. Smithing needs to be made more useful.
Yeah, smithing does need to be made more useful. I'll agree with that.
Crafting needs to be made more useful. Fire making? I don't know. It fulfills its purpose. Does anybody have any other ideas about what needs to be made more useful?
But how do you think they can be made more useful?
Well, smithing needs to be rebalanced totally. Have, for instance, the rune plate at level 85. Say 85, and then add that in for more powerful items. Not necessarily dragon, because we were always told the dragon isn't smithable, right?
Yeah, but I think they do need to factor everything down a bit.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I think smithing and crafting are the two primary ones if we want to blank out farming here entirely, you know?
Yeah, we do.
And herbivore. And to Chief Snake, you've been with RSBNB for a very, very long time, even longer than me. What's your funniest memory you have of RSBNB?
It doesn't feel like that long. No, I don't really have that
many
funny memories.
He was 11.
What?
You joined when you were 11.
Shh. No, I think I missed out on the funny times because they would have been for the staff in the early days.
Yeah. Staff, summer 2005.
seeing in the forums.
Yeah, it was great.
But we won't go into that. There's a lot of interesting stuff in the admin in the staff forums.
Yeah, yeah, you do have like 10 pages of topics you can read through, which is a lot of drama. A lot of people saying stupid things.
A bit timely. Yeah.
That's one of the perks of getting in. You get to read all the back catalogue of shit that's happened over the years.
Yeah, it's too bad we can't talk about that kind of stuff on here, you know? Because some of it's really funny.
A lot of people listening to this will probably think it's massively interesting. It's not really. It's just... It is to a degree, but it's not... It's nothing that special.
Like
it's,
my topics on, you know, the Star Trek of RSB&B thing.
Oh, God. No. Yeah, I'm sure that's what they want to see. All the juicy arguments and falling outs and, you know,
We don't argue. Actually, we're one big happy family.
We did in the past. There was a lot of... It was fine until we added one person, and we've agreed on that, Shane. And from adding that one person, it all went downhill. And that one person shattered the unity that we once had. And it's taken us this long to rebuild.
Yeah, you guys can take
guesses. Why are we talking about this?
But we're not going to confirm or deny anything. We're not going to confirm or deny anything.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Taking his questions.
Thank you.
I'm trying.
Hope you enjoy
I'm
the
not
questions.
Trying to incite you.
As it's always fun to listen to the show, and I know I'm not trying to incite violence over farming. Honestly, King Kola.
Oh, this next question will be good.
Okay, you can read it then.
To Chief Snake, when will we get Sig of the Week judges back? I doubt he's even going to listen to this. But each one to stir it up. Anyway, go.
Do I have to answer? Oh, fine. We're not bringing Sig of the Week judges back. End of topic.
Good. Yeah, that's all there is to it. It was a decision that's made, and we're happy with the decision that's been made. And
I was hoping to just give that one to Brad because it would have been a lot more colorful.
I just want to make one point about this, right? People like him, and I'm not like saying anything bad about him, but they have this general viewpoint that they don't like authority, and like, you know, they don't like a lot of people on the staff, probably some more than others. I think we know who I'm talking about, me. But in that sense, they hate the fact that it's controlled by a group of people. Yet Sig of the Week, they don't want it to be controlled by everyone. They want it to be controlled by a specific group of people. I don't understand. It's a contradiction to me.
It does go against everything they fight for in other areas, which is interesting.
See, the way I saw it was a change in the fundamental way that Sig of the Week works and a change for the better. It's just, as Brad
it gave it a shot in the arm.
It's like a cyclical cycle that doesn't end, you know? But thank you, Mr. Slim Poo. You guys done with that?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Chief, next one.
Dear Shane, Brad, and Chief Snake, do the public schools in your area have a lot of computers? My school has 600 computers in it, but we are a private school. Also to Shane and Chief, are you going to carry through with Mustard Sky? If so, when do you think the winner will achieve 98.9? Thanks from Power Crazy. Oh, I suppose I'll go. The public schools... We have quite a lot of computers, I think. We are quite a high-tech school compared to others, although I don't know how it compares. And I can't give an exact number, obviously. But I would say we have quite a few computers classes and therefore quite a few computers. And fairly new ones. We seem to be getting new ones each year.
That's good.
Just revamping each class slowly. So I'm in the most high-tech class this year, which makes me feel special.
What do they have?
What do you mean?
For computers, the system specs.
Oh, just have PCs. What we have this year are custom-made PCs. I'm not sure who made them, but they're just kind of standard. They have 19-inch widescreens, 2 gigs RAM, and I think the AMD X2 5000 Plus...
Oh,
processes.
That's nice.
So they're good enough for a lot of things. They're better than my computer here, except they don't have graphics cards.
Which is a whole other story for itself, isn't it?
Yeah. I can't be bothered going into that right
now. Yeah, well, you can talk about it later and what have you been doing, but, yeah. Brad?
Perhaps.
Well, bearing in mind that since the last time I was at public school was, let me think, 7 years ago? but from what I remember, they had plenty of computers, but they were okay, but they were sort of, I remember things like headphones and stuff and my and things like that used to be fairly sort of chucked everywhere, and it wasn't nice. And every the school I used to go to, the IT staff were always notoriously assholes. So,
okay.
Yeah. Nothing special to mention.
Well, they said public school, so I won't go into saying how there's a whole bunch of different computer labs at the university, because that's comparing apples to oranges. The public schools here really quite differ. Like, some might have computers from the late 90s, whereas some might have brand new ones, you know? The high school I went to was fortunately on the high end of things and was always getting new technology in, and we got to play with it and stuff, so that was always nice. But this was before LCDs were cheap, so we still had big CRTs and everything. So I don't know what they're at now, but that was 4.5 years ago now. So it was fun. We got to play with little robots too.
Little robots.
Yeah. I was gonna say something now, but I forget. Ah. Yeah, I don't have any more on this, unless you guys do.
Oh, the second part.
Mustard Sky. do you want to talk about it, or should I?
Oh, I don't actually know what's happening right now.
Oh,
we've reached a stage where we can't really be bothered doing anything. That's the only way to put it. And Kelsey hasn't... We haven't seen Kelsey in a long time.
Yeah. Welcome to my world. State where you can't be bothered
to
do anything.
This all started because I was working on the farming skill of the month in February. Then I got 2 weeks in March able to do agility. Then, of course, my back. So then it's kind of hard to play without a mouse. So then, of course, it just goes to stand still. And Kelsey's disappeared, as we said. Well, she's not disappeared. Just haven't talked to her, you know? So.
Yeah. We haven't actually discussed anything in terms of stopping, so we haven't officially stopped or anything. It's just neither of us have done or want to do anything,
yeah.
And it seems to work that way. So since neither of us are doing anything, there's no competition, and so we can't be bothered.
See, so, remember we were talking last night about... I forget now. Something about the agility
Shane,
thing.
How can you remember conversations we've had about MIDI music like 2 years ago? We can't remember what you talked about last night.
I don't know. Oh, basically what I was going to say was that we had said that we're not essentially going to stop, but...
You're not going to continue either.
Yeah, that's right. And there's no... there's no real rush to do it, you know?
No.
And once something is started, you can't stop it. So eventually we'll get 99, right? Eventually.
Yeah, Shane. It's like you talking. Down the road. Once you start something, you can't stop it.
Well, I can stop. Thank you, Power Crazy. Eventually 99. And I'll be the first one to invite you. Next one?
No,
Brad?
Do you want me to get it? Brad, yeah. Shane, Cheese, Nate, what... what is your favorite joke, whatever kind it may be? Hang on a second. I'm never good at remembering jokes on cue. If people like tell me a joke, tell me a joke. What's that joke about? No, I can't remember any good jokes.
Oh. Chief?
Hang on a second. I've got a big book of jokes. Go on, you two talk and I'll find a joke in here.
Yep, Shane, you go first. I'm going to do the same.
Oh. Well, there's this one about... I forget who the actors are, but some actors, I forget who they are. There's Arnold Schwarzenegger and two others. I don't remember their name. They're talking about which medieval composers they're going to be. One says I'll be Mozart. Another one says I'll be Beethoven. And, of course, Arnold says I'll be Bach. You guys get that? You know, Bach as in back, Bach.
Here's a kind of good one. How many psychiatrists does it... Don't interrupt my joke.
Do you get what I said?
Yeah, I heard what you said. It wasn't funny. Oh. How many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb? Only one, but the bulb has really got to want to change.
That's not funny.
That is funny. Okay, is here we go. Shane, here we go. I think you'll appreciate this. How many Marxists does it take to change a light bulb? None. The light bulb contains the seeds of its own revolution.
No.
None of you find that either, okay? How many Roman Catholic... Okay, I'll go for one final shot. Religion. How many Roman Catholics does it take to change a light bulb? Two. One to do the screwing, one to hear the confession. That's a good one.
Okay, that was good, yes. I'm not sure some of the listeners will agree. You've just scared half of them away.
Anyway,
no,
yeah, okay.
Not. So you don't like my Bach joke?
No.
So Chief, you don't have any jokes?
No.
What's the last one you heard?
Years ago. I don't know.
You told me one some time ago about some sheep thing.
What?
Something to do with the sheep.
Well, you remember it and you tell it.
I don't remember it. I just know it had to do with the sheep. I don't remember anything.
No, let's go on. More in that question.
Oh, yeah.
In the light of the Easter event, do you think they will make non-tradable items, such as the scythe, bunny ears, yo-yo, tradable? And how much do you think it would be worth? No, I don't think they're ever going to do that.
No, neither do I.
They're too unique.
Yeah.
Okay, we answered that one quickly.
Yeah.
Also, Brad, is fish and chips a big thing in Britain? Because from what I heard, it isn't. No, it's not a big thing. It's like tea and crumpets isn't a big thing. It's just stereotypically is. It's
just like Canada and moose.
Yeah, and A and stuff like that.
A boot. God. I don't know of any New Zealand stereotypes.
No, I don't either.
There are lots of New Zealand stereotypes.
Like what?
We're sheep, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah. New Zealand has a lot of sheep.
Yeah, you're all sheep? Is that what it is? Or?
Kiwis? I don't know. There are lots.
Oh, you sound like Australians. That's it.
No, that's not a stereotype.
No, that's not a stereotype. That's just being ignorant.
Yeah. Like your mother, I think. Wasn't she the one who thought that New Zealand was part of Australia?
No, that was me ages ago. Many years ago.
They do have sort of the same flag.
I thought you said you had to explain it to your mum, though.
No. That was me a few years ago.
Okay.
Had to explain it to himself. Keep up the great core, work backwards.
Italy for life. Wonder if he's from Italy.
I think he's American. Oh. Probably could be an Italian-American.
Because if he was from Italy, I was going to say sorry about your earthquake and if you lost any friends.
Well, yeah. L'Aquila.
Have you seen any movies so far, and which are your favorites?
Let's hit that first. I tend to, like, when I go to the movies, it's usually, like, in sporadic bursts. Like, I won't go for 6 months, and then I'll go and see, like, 3 movies in 2 weeks or something like that. I haven't been for a while. I think the last movie I saw was Frost Nixon. And that was pretty good.
I watch all mine on DVD.
You never go to the cinema?
Well, no, I do sometimes, but not that often.
No, his sister gets DVDs out.
And when you have a sore back, that makes it so you do kind of have to watch what's going on.
I don't like your sister. She thinks I'm mean. I think she's mean.
That was just Shane covering it up with his sister. Shane secretly doesn't like you.
No.
Except that's no secret, so...
Chief, exactly. What have you seen so far this year?
I saw Slumdog Millionaire last week. That was good. I liked that. Apart from that, I haven't seen anything new. I saw Twilight, which was quite terrible acting.
I got dragged to Twilight. Oh my god, terrible movie. The only people who like it, right, there are only two kinds of people who like the Twilight movie. The people who like the books and are too proud to admit that it's a terrible film, and people who think Robert Pattinson, who plays the male vampire, Edward something.
Yeah,
stupid girls who think he's attractive.
No, he was the worst one in the movie, though.
He was.
Shocking.
I was saying this to my girlfriend, and she was like, no, you just say that because I think he's attractive. Yeah, that's why. He's a terrible actor because you think he's attractive.
That's actually one of the ones I ended up watching when my back was sore.
What did you think?
It wasn't bad.
Did you think Edward Cullen, I think that was his name, was really dreamy? Did you like him, Shane?
No.
Did you
want to
come and massage your back and make it all better?
No. There's also Eagle Eye on DVD. That one was good. It's sort of like an action combo slash technology one where a computer takes over. I'm trying to remember what else there was. Oh, Quantum of Solace on DVD. That was God, that was bad.
Yeah, Quantum of Solace was bad.
Yeah.
This is turning into a movie review.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything else that I've seen. The last one I went to the theater for was in December, Valkyrie.
And the next one will be Star Trek.
Yeah, 1 month. Joy. Less than 1 month.
What the hell, Brad? You brought up Star Trek in the update sooner than Shane did.
I win.
Any of you guys going?
No.
Chief?
Possibly. You just want me to say that.
Well, no.
Somebody from my hometown is in it.
Well, yeah, that's perfect reason for you to go.
Not really.
We're not done that question yet. At Shane, what kind of things have you been doing to entertain yourself while your back hurts?
Watching Twilight.
Yeah, there's another one a few weeks back. Marley and Me, that one also. I ended up because I was on there in the movie room as well. Aside from that, just probably focusing more on the TV than I do normally. And writing my essay. That was fun.
Yeah. But,
yeah. Brad, next one.
It sure was a fun and enthralling read. Brad, do you have tea every day, or is that just an English stereotype? As said earlier about fish and chips, that is just an English... Well, actually, no. That's not necessarily a stereotype, because I know a lot of people in my family and a lot of my friends who actually do drink tea pretty much daily. But I don't, because I prefer coffee to tea, but I can't drink coffee, because if I have an espresso, it gives me stomachache.
I have tea every day.
Really?
Yeah.
You should move here. Actually, no, you don't. We don't want any more immigrants. Even
especially Canadian ones.
Yeah, especially Canadian ones. And you'll probably want to bring your damn moose over here. But no, done with that question. No, it's a poor start.
Do you ever have tea, Chief?
No, I don't drink tea. I don't like it.
Okay. And finally, to everyone, what advice would you give to a very, very old and slowly dying RS community to help revive itself and keep people interested? Those are all from Andy Master.
Difficult to say.
Yeah, it depends on the community, you know? Like, if you got an outgoing community, give them events. If you got things, if you got people that like to collaborate, give them ways to collaborate to bring new people in, you know? It totally depends on the community. Like, I know, for instance, if you wanted to bring people in, you could tell them to listen to this RSBNB Update podcast, and then we tell them how great your community is. Just give me a script, and I'll read it.
Yeah, give him a script and $50 Canadian, and he'll read it.
Yeah, you guys have any other ideas?
No.
No.
Thank you, Andy. Next one.
Who do you want to read it?
Either of you.
You have to delegate, otherwise there's this awkward confusion.
Brad.
Okay, fine. Will RSBNB make
speaking at the same time.
Yeah. Will RSBNB like make an iPod Touch iPhone app marking 22? I had to persevere through that one. who would make it?
Me?
Does anybody?
Well, we've had people who've wanted to make it on their own, but you know, we don't exactly sanction official RSPNB things that aren't made by one of our developer type people, you know, namely
Mike
or myself.
You don't outsource your work.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like it's like
so it's just, Shane, rather than getting into your, you know, ethos on outsourcing, why don't you just give us, oh, is this ever going to be a likely thing to happen?
It will happen if somebody provides me with an iPod Touch.
What about your parents? Could they provide you with one?
Probably not.
For Christmas?
There wouldn't be much of a point because I don't listen to music.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not going to happen. It's just, it's sort of sometimes when somebody who has no developer experience comes to you and says, hey, I'm making this application from my background. That scares me when somebody who doesn't have much software development experience says they're taking on this big project.
Okay,
that
rather than rambling, that's just a no. There won't be.
It just scares me when people do that, you know?
Yeah.
Just like it scares
me. It scares
me
when you go on long rambling speeches
about
not
it's
much.
It's like it scared me when Jagex used the count column for something else. But thank you. Chief, next one.
Yeah. To Brad, Shane, and Chiefkins. Have any of you had detentions in high school, and what was the funniest thing you got in trouble for? I got 2 hours detention for calling my PE teacher an Irish communist.
I'll bleep it. Irish communist.
You just want me to swear, Shane. Brad, you say it.
Okay, for calling my PE teacher an Irish communist. I presume that it could be like fudger,
well,
or something else. Anyway, there we go. I said it.
Keep up the great show, P.S. Brad. Ever thought of being a CI in the ATC? It might help you get into the RAF 1096, Bishop Stratford. No, Stortford.
I don't entirely understand that last bit. That I know CI is counterintelligence. CI is counterintelligence. ATC, I don't know what that is.
Air traffic controller.
In the air traffic controller.
Counterintelligence in the air traffic controller. I don't know. Anyway, let's answer the first bit of the question.
Aeronautics and military. Okay, anyway. Love and kisses, Fishy X.
Detentions.
We love you too. Oh, detentions. I don't think I've had any detentions in high school.
Okay, have you ever before?
No, I don't think.
Well, that makes two of us then. Brad?
I'm a geek.
No, I've never had a detention either. Mainly because, that's really hard to believe, but when I was actually in a school, I was a major brown-nosed and suck-up.
No, I can imagine you being someone like that. Someone who quietly plots in their spare time and then...
Yeah, you know, I just kept it all inside me. And I just, I plotted in my spare time, yes. You know, to all the teachers, I was this lovely, polite boy who was very nice to everybody, but inside I was, you know, burn them all.
Laughing at people who eat poisonous berries at lunch.
That was when I was five. God's sake, the stupid fat should have learned to control himself. It's not my fault. If he wants to eat poisonous berries off a bush, I should be allowed to laugh at him. That's just a dumb thing to do. You would laugh. I don't think, well, for one, I was five. I probably didn't understand the implications of having one's stomach pumped. You know, I didn't know that, you know, physically forcing everything up and making them sick. Or just, whatever. And I just thought it was funny. I probably did get some sort of, you know, dark humor out of it, but let it go, Shane. I'm an evil person.
Yeah. You know, the whole point of that question was to get Chief to swear, because I've never heard him swear before.
If you want me to swear, I'll swear at you.
Okay.
No, I won't. Next question.
Which of your parents do you hate most?
Let's move on to that one. Which one of your parents do you hate the most?
That's from Jan.
Yeah, that's what.
You can't. I don't have. I no.
I refuse to answer that question.
Not fair. So do I.
Yeah, you can't.
For one, I've had a lot of sort of. I dislike my parents on occasions because they annoy me, but I've always had a good relationship with my parents. I can't say I've ever hated any of them.
Either
of them.
Me too.
Any of them. There's a big band of them. No, there's been very little animosity between me and my parents.
Yeah, me too. What about you, Chief? Mm.
Yep, I'm the same.
Okay,
get along very well with my parents all the time.
So we've all had no detentions, and we all get on with our parents. How boring are we?
Oh, is that saying something about who Mike and I have been choosing for our staff?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that you have to pass a school background check when we hire you. And
everybody thinks of us as very different, but we're probably all the same. No detentions, all have good relationships with our parents.
Yeah. So
probably all fit for a lot of categories the same.
Yeah, so I think most of you are conservative.
Center right, I'm no right winger.
With the exception of Trekkie and Jeff. But anyways, yeah, that's beside the point. Thank you, Jan.
My political affiliations.
You guys have anything else?
Nope.
Okay, moving on to tech news. France rejects three-strike anti-piracy law. Last week, the French Parliament passed a new law requiring internet service providers to cut off access for persistent copyright offenders. Since the Parliament voted in favor of the law, everyone, including the most fanatical critics, believed it would easily pass through the Senate and National Assembly today. But it didn't. After a two-hour discussion, the law was rejected by the National Assembly with 21 votes against and 15 votes in favor, according to early reports. The Socialist Party changed their initial position and decided to vote against the law after witnessing the mass opposition from the French public. Is that the point of socialism? To take in what the public is doing and do that?
Not really. Socialism is the idea that it depends, because classical socialism is just trying to attempt to... socialism in its classical form, if you want to talk about Eastern Russian, is like a step to communism. But I think modern socialism, as I would imagine France's Socialist Party and the current governing party in the United Kingdom calls themselves socialist, is probably just seeking to hire public spending and higher taxes leading to higher public spending, leading to more public-run whatever. But socialism's stupid anyway.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the law. It's good, right?
Yeah, of course it is.
So that's New Zealand and France that have both overturned this kind of thing.
Yes.
I'm wondering what will happen if it'll try to get brought back or in a different form. What do you guys think?
Oh, it always works that way with laws. They'll probably, you know, dangle it around a bit, and they'll change a bit here and a bit there, and it'll get through eventually in some form.
Yeah, it will. I mean, they're talking about it still already, aren't they? I don't know.
I don't know.
It'll get through, like you say.
Yeah. It's the same with most bills in any country that has this sort of system. Now, if it fails the first... It's like, for example, the bailout in America at the end of last year. I mean, the first time it got rejected, so they changed things around, added more incentives, more money for certain areas, and it got voted through. All they do is change it about a bit until it gets the votes it needs.
Yeah, so I just hope that this sets a precedent across the world that this kind of thing won't work. Moving on. Microsoft's second Laptop Hunter commercial. Did you guys watch this?
Yes, I did actually watch this one.
Oh, I don't know if I...
It's the Italian guy.
Yeah, this one basically highlighting that, quote, Macs are for aesthetics and the PC gives you the most customization, which is in part true for the customization part, you know?
It's funny, at the end, though, somebody on the YouTube comment says, you know, at the end you can see buyer's remorse, and you sort of can in the guy's face.
Yeah.
You're sort of like, I didn't really want to buy this. We probably didn't pay for it. So.
And as I said last week, Microsoft is targeting the wrong thing. They are not a hardware company. They should not be targeting Apple in this way. They should be targeting Apple with trying to come out with better versions of Windows Photo Gallery, Windows Movie Maker. That's what they should be targeting Apple with.
I think they're doing a good job. They need to do this because Apple is drawing all the people in with their sparkly looking MacBooks and things.
Yes, that's what fooled me.
What?
No, whereas Apple don't actually have anything for the average person who wants
something
specific.
No, they don't. You have to fork out a lot to get an Apple, even the lower range ones.
The Mac
and
Mini.
They're crap. How much?
$699.
Yeah, that's just the computer. That's nothing else.
How much? Yeah.
Monitor.
Dollars.
Monitor, keyboard.
But you already have one of those because you're a switcher.
So that's still a lot of money.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, and $699 New Zealand or $699 Canadian is $980 New Zealand.
Except from the New Zealand Apple Store, it's $1,399 or something ridiculous.
Yes, because Apple get ripped off. It's the same in the UK store. I mean, everything's massively more expensive in the equivalent US store.
Same here too, actually, but not as bad as you guys.
Yeah, not as bad.
But I don't know. Well, the ads are outlining something they're targeting for the wrong reason. They need to be targeting the software, not...
Yeah, but the average person doesn't give a jack about the software. It probably wouldn't
interest
them.
Yeah,
they don't even know the difference between software and hardware.
Yes, because when you load up a Windows 7, it's not going to be easy to make a DVD or something with Windows Movie Maker.
You've got to think, this advert is not going to be made aimed at people like you.
I know
it's
going to
be aimed at people who have little to no knowledge of a computer.
I know, but it's
still little knowledge, little to medium
knowledge. Because people are going to go, because the Best Buys and everything do have a Mac section in them. So people are going to go to the store and they're going to see the Macs and they'll make a decision on their own whether they go to the PCs or the Macs.
But that's no reason for Microsoft to just drop an advertising campaign. Well, people will make their own decision anyway. We should just stop advertising.
But they're a software company, not hardware.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I hope that Apple responds to this, even though they won't. But that would be the idea.
They will.
So
they will.
They then
Microsoft will get one up by Apple.
But yeah, if Microsoft gets one up over this from this, then Apple have to respond somehow. And then from that, Microsoft loses market share because Apple have responded in a good way. And then Microsoft have to do something to draw them back. So that'll help them shape up.
In the end, it's healthy competition.
In the end, yes. Well, that's
where would we be without AMD?
I don't think anybody knows the answer to that question.
Well, without AMD, Intel wouldn't have been forced to innovate with the core architecture.
Okay, anyway, before we get into the history of core architecture... as enthralling as it sounds...
iTunes now has a full DRM free and the variable pricing scheme. Top songs $1.29, most 99 cents, hard to find ones that are 69 cents, but of course on Amazon you can still get top songs for 99 cents, so it's really a convenience matter still. You know, if you have an iPod, you're going to buy it from the iTunes store just because it's simpler and you don't have to import it into iTunes.
There's a third option that is more convenient than either of those two.
Piracy?
No, I was going to be subtle.
Piracy is bad, though.
Why?
Because you're taking money from the recording, or not the more so the recording labels, but the artists.
No, Shane. Everybody knows that pirated albums do not equal lost sales.
Yes, yes, yes. I know that. Remember, reason that's the case is we had a tech news story on that. But
yeah,
yeah. So check out iTunes, and you can see that most of the top 100 songs are $1.29. Give me something to search for. Give me the name of a band. See, that's how bad
Rise
I
Against.
I don't even...
Search Rise okay. Against. They had an album a couple of months ago. I think it was the end of last year, actually. I can't remember. It was the end of last year.
No, movies. Albums? Appeal to Reason?
Yeah. How much?
$9.99, the album.
That's pretty cheap.
But the song Audience of One is 99 cents. The song Re-Education from the same album is $1.29.
Is that the only $1.29?
Yeah, and then there's another one called Prayer of the Refugee. That's $1.29. The rest look to be 99 cents.
Prayer of the Refugee was on Suffering the Witness, not Appeal to Reason. But anyway. Yeah, I don't really have an issue with iTunes pricing. I've actually bought things off iTunes in the past just when it's more convenient.
Yeah. And with DRM gone now, there's really no reason not to, you know?
Mm.
So, I don't know, Chief. Are you going to start embracing iTunes?
No, I still don't have it on here. I was thinking about downloading it last night, but no, I forced myself not to. It was just because I needed QuickTime.
Oh.
But I resisted. I will find alternatives.
Yeah, okay. Anything else on tech news you guys want to talk about?
I sound like a real Windows fanboy, but
definitely I read something the other day that said Winamp now has full iPod syncing. You can now sync iTunes libraries on Winamp or something.
I don't know. I don't have an iPod and I don't use Winamp.
I just read as an alternative to iTunes.
No, I stopped using Winamp.
I never got the hang of Winamp. It seemed like almost like, you know, like an exclusive club of people who use it.
It just looked old and icky, you know?
It does. That's the main reason I stopped using it, but just because it looks disgusting.
So do you use Songbird now?
Songbird, yeah. Even though it Songbird lacks functionality and it's not as stable as Winamp, unfortunately, but I just can't stand the appearance. So I'm a very picky person.
Yeah, you like appearances, that's why you should get a Mac. But I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say. I just know that. Why aren't you using Windows Media Player?
Because it also lacks functionality. It lacks more functionality than Songbird, even though it looks better.
Okay, well, I don't know. Like, what's wrong with
depressing.
iTunes?
No.
Brad, you use iTunes, right?
Yeah, I use iTunes just because it's convenient.
Yeah.
iTunes lags on here.
Doesn't lag me.
It used to.
I
will make you a promise. I will test it when I get my new computer back.
Okay. Sounds good. I think that's it for tech news.
Nah? I know, I just sort of made some funny sound. I was going to say yeah, but it sort of came out as nah.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, skill of the month. This month is fire making. Grand total of 15 million XP has been gained so far.
And there's already 2.7 million experience gap between second and first.
Oh, God.
Power Crazy is sitting with 5.9 million XP. Marking 22 has 3.25 million, and Adiv has 3.22 million. Then we go down to 444K, and of course there's two people who, of course, have not trained at all.
Warren and Kyle.
Train. Jeez. Anyway, so, yeah, fire making. It should be interesting, you know? It's just, I don't see how these people can get so much fire making XP in one day. Like, 1.6 million fire making XP in a day? 511K?
Magics?
Well, yeah, if you're doing magics, but that's burning money. I'll be the first to admit, from level 98...
You're the one who wanted to use.
I know, from level 98 to 99, I did use. I did.
I used willows from 1 to 98, and then from 98 to 99, I used maples.
Yeah, you wouldn't buy any of my maples, would you?
No. And then you blocked me.
Okay.
And I cried.
Yeah, see, when he was getting 99 fire making, I asked him if he wanted to buy any of my maples. He said no, so I blocked him.
Shane's petty like that.
For months.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You forgive me, though.
No.
Anyways, what have we been doing? Let's let Brad start first.
Nothing. That is my answer to every
Jim?
Week. Jim?
Yeah, have you been going to the gym?
I think you're talking to somebody like Jim. Is there a fourth person here called Jim? Yeah, I went to the gym. And I've been running.
Okay.
How fast do you run? A lot of people at the gym annoy me. How fast do I run? Well, I run 2.5 miles in about... Well, I've got it down to about 19 minutes, which is about 7.5 miles an hour, which isn't very fast, but I'm not that fit.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Okay. You don't want to share anything about your haircut?
Oh, yeah, I have my haircut. It's now shorter than it was before.
Which he conveniently has no camera to take a picture of, because it's going to be
cut short. Seriously, right, Shane is, like, demented, because you tell him anything that's happening, you're like, oh, I'm getting a haircut, he's like, pick? No, piss off. I'm not going to show you a picture of my hair. Why do you want to see my hair?
Because it's been long for so long, and I want to see if it's like it was when I was 12.
I hate having my hair cut. I don't have, like, a regular hairdresser anymore. So it's always, like, really awkward. They always try and make conversation with you and you, like, talk back. But it's, like, 5 minutes of conversation in between 20 minutes of silence.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was
You guys both go to different people each time?
Well, I sort of, like, the last couple of times it's been the same person, but usually I don't have, like, a specific hairdresser I book appointments with.
Okay. Chief?
No, I've gone to the same person for maybe a couple of years now.
Oh, okay.
I only kind of go to this place because it's convenient. It's almost just down the road from where I live.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I've been going to the same place since I was 5. Okay. Chief, what have you been up to?
Well, I got a new computer last week, and it had a faulty power supply, so I sent it back to the people who made it, and I'm currently grieving on the inside because I don't have it. And, yeah.
But you know, it's bad when you don't have local little shops to go pick them up, pick up parts on your own, you know?
Yeah, I wish, unfortunately.
Yeah. Anything else?
Only a small place. I haven't really been doing anything else, no. School just finished yesterday, so I had to get up really early for this. I'm surprised I'm not half asleep right now.
It's funny, yeah. We've got people in like 3 different times of the day, morning, afternoon, and night.
Yeah, it's 9:36 p.m. where Chief is right now. It's
a.m.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
A.m.
9:36 a.m., I said.
You said p.m.
No, you said p.m.
Well, okay, 9:36 a.m. It's 10:36 p.m. where Brad is, and it's 3:36 p.m. where I am.
That's all evenly spaced, almost.
Well, there's 7 hours between me and Brad, 6 hours.
Yeah, almost.
A day or something, but... Anyways, anything else you want to talk about with your computer?
It's awkward that it's in the opposite direction. Not at the moment, no. I haven't been up to anything else. I'm going away on Sunday for a week to go visit my cousins.
Now, that should be real fun, shouldn't it?
It should be real fun. So you're going to have fun without me as well.
Yeah.
You can deal with the troublemaking people who hate Sick of the Weekend.
Yeah. Thanks
no,
for
they're not being a problem
me
anymore,
about that.
I don't think.
Thanks for reminding me.
We crush any kind of dissent.
Yes.
You sound like Stalin or something.
No, if I sound like Stalin, I'd say, we crush any sign of dissent. I can't do a Russian accent. Oh, God, oh. Russian accents. Bradov and that whole thing where we...
Sergey and Bradov. What's Sergey's Russian name?
Vlad. He can be
Mikhail.
Vlad.
Mikhail. Okay, Vlad.
That's a French name. Mikhail's a French name.
It is?
It's also
Mikhail
the name.
Gorbachev.
Oh, no, never mind.
Okay. Vladimir. Anyways. I've been... I wrote an essay this week for the past 5 days. And now it's time to get studying for finals, so wrapping that up. So you know how that goes. It's always a big rush to get everything done. It all turns out to be fine in the end, you know?
But
anyways, yeah, that's all I've been up to. And then hoping to get back into RuneScape shortly, as I can actually sit for short periods of time now. So that's good. Not sure if anything else. Have I told either of you guys anything else over the past week that I should be mentioning here?
No.
No? Chief? No? No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, you did tell me a few things, but, you know, nothing I can say on here.
Yeah, that's right. Well, in that case, let's be tying this one off then. RSVP update 199 is done for Bradov at SaidByBrad.com.
I like how you finished that so quickly.
Bradov at SaidByBrad.com. Vladimir. Vladimir. I don't know what his last name is. We'll just call him Vladimir at RuneWire, I guess.
Yep. RuneWire.com/chief_snake.
Yes, chief_snake. RuneWire.com/8 for me. See ya, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Drive safe.
Drive safe.
RSVP update 199 for a Thursday, April 9th, 2009.
Thursday, March, April.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.